land any good? Could you raise anything on it?
Yes, sir. Every bit of well is, part of it back there is pretty low, but it could be ditched and could be good ground, good pasture land. Most all I got is all pasture, hay land. That's what all I do now is just fertilize the hay, cut it and sell the hay. Used to fool with the cattle. I was working, making good money. I'd take my money and buy cattle. I went broke at that. So I think we got 5 head now. Just enough to give us our meat and give the kids a mess once in a while. Raise peas, turnip greens, mustard, beans. I'd like to take you out, John, and show you the madam's cupboard, but she's got stuff stored up out there that we won't live long enough to eat it up.
Well, when you have it wasted,
just wasted.
You have to do something with it.
Try to can it, but you can't give away or sell.
Yeah.
Well, I retired on a pretty fat pension, and I get Social Security, so we... I'm just as happy. The Lord's been good to us.
That old, I guess, when you lived in that house, it had one big room to it. Did you live there all the time you were a boy?
No.
Did y'all move into Bogalusa when your daddy was working there?
No. He moved from there. We moved out to East Creek, but Daddy and his brothers had a sawmill out there when that railroad come through. Out here at East Creek, they call it. They had a sawmill. And the Great Southern Lumber Company got their timbers to lay the foundation to build the Great Southern Lumber Company. Got that from the Williams brothers at East Creek. And my daddy run a little old store there. They finally broke up, went out of business. And he came back and he built this dog road. We lived in town a while. Then he built right across over there. Not the brick building, one just above it. He built it. Had an old dug well. Ever seen a dug well? He had a rope, little well, a round bucket about so long, let it down, it fill up water and pull it out of a hole.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we got our water. And you took a bath and a wash tub. If you want a good bath, you had to go up there to Lee's Creek, and that's the coldest water in the United States up there. In the summertime, of course. I remember I was drawing water up there one time for my mother to wash clothes with. You let your bucket down in that when you had to pull it up with a rope, pull the water out. I pulled that thing up one time and there's an old snake in there, an old moccasin. He was dead, but he got in that well. Old moccasin.
Ooh, boy. Didn't ruin the water?
No, my daddy made me draw out, I don't know how many buckets.